வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 5th of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
First thing, I wanted to go over the daily schedule. According to the schedule, the boys get up between 3:30 and 3:45.
Why so early?
Why? 3:30 and 3:45? That's what time we all get up.
We are holding Mangala at 5.
Right.
So why 3:30?
Well, they do japa.
I tell you too early. The first hour...
They're accustomed to getting... They've been getting up at that time for years.
They're accustomed, there is all right. But otherwise it is not needed so early. When they go to sleep?
At 8:15.
Oh, then it is all right. At least they must have rest 6 hours.
They're ready, bathed, dressed by about 4:10. So they chant japa from 4:10 until 5 o'clock under the supervision of their teacher. Then arti, tulsi worship. And after tulsi worship, they again have japa up until Guru Puja, greeting the deities. From the time tulsi worship is over until the time of greeting the deities.
How long?
That's 1 hour and 15 minutes. Altogether they have japa time amounting to just over 2 hours.
These small boys, they can devote so much time.
Well, these are not small boys.
Oh.
These are...
teachers.
At least 10 years, 9, 10 years old.
They should be engaged in chanting and not sit down and japa. That will not be possible for them.
The problem is that some of the boys are 14, 15, and 13. But they should chant japa because they're required to chant 16 rounds a day. Many of them are
16 rounds requires at most 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Well, 2 hours is on the schedule.
Hmm.
2 hours and 10 minutes.
Hmm.
So they have 2 hours and 5 minutes of japa.
In some ways, if they're younger, they make a vow to do less.
Oh.
And then they can study.
Some of the younger boys chant 6 or 8 rounds instead of 16. They chant that much during that time when they study. Then they attend the temple programs, Guru Puja and Bhagavatam class. And then after that they go upstairs, wash their clothes and clean the ashram. That takes them about an hour. Wash their clothes and sweep and cleanse the floor, cleanse the shower room, wash the clothes.
Now when they chant the mantras,
Brahma Samhita?
Or any?
Any mantra. Right now they're chanting from 9 until 9:30 in the morning with Yashodhananda Maharaj.
Not in the early in the morning?
In the early morning I took some of the boys in the deity room. Between 5:30 and 6, the boys are the deities. The boys we are chanting up.
Deity is temple.
Yes.
Deity, what do you mean the deity room?
Within the deity room, when they are bathing the deities, we are offering the prayers to the deities. The Brahma Samhita and Isha.
Why? Why? DT room, within the DT room there is no need of chanting. Who told you this? There is no need. Huh? Within the DT room? You told me?
No.
Then?
Sometimes it's, sometimes you said for an issue, for revelation, or other times when the DT is being conveyed, you chant no signs of prayers.
Within the DT room there is no business. No business.
When we hear the chanting, that's where it's coming from.
They can chant outside. Yes. The deity bathing or whatever dressing may go on, you can chant, not within the deity. That you can do outside. Then when the reading, writing begins?
That begins at 10:15 after prasad. They take prasad at 9:30, and then at 10:15 their English class begins.
Just after taking prasad?
Yes, 15 minutes after.
What begins?
English class. That goes for 1.5 hours. Then there's math class, which goes for 45 minutes.
Not continually. They should be given a recess, 10 minutes. Then again come to the class. And the class should not be more than 45 minutes. One class should not be continued more than 45 minutes. Then 10 minutes recess, then begin another class.
For the English program, there's a requirement in order for them to have enough time to read and write. And they would require an hour and a half. We would have two classes.
In the meantime, 1.5.
Yes.
You give 10 minutes recess.
And during the recess, what should they do?
Nothing. They'll be free. Nothing to do. Recess means nothing to do. That is bread, I want to say, rest. All continually you cannot do that. That's not good. At most 40 minutes or 45 minutes. Then give them 10 minutes freedom. And then begin another. Not more than 40 to 45 minutes at all. Otherwise, reading, writing.
After class then, by 12:30, they bathe again, second time.
They take prasadam first and then bathe.
They bathe, they take prasadam at 9 o'clock in the morning, 9:30. Then they have class. After class is finished, then they bathe.
After class they bathe?
Around 12:30.
Not noonday. After prasadam they should not take bathing at least for 4 hours.
4 hours. They have a schedule where they have dal, rice, and sabji, and chapati at 9:30 in the morning. They have in the afternoon.
So, when they first take bathing?
When they rise, at around 4 o'clock.
Oh, that's fine. Then they take the prasadam at what time?
9:30.
So,
we can take prasadam earlier.
No, why early? Earlier, any breakfast?
No.
So why not? They are children, they must have some breakfast.
They have 3 meals. This is the way the temple program is scheduled. The temple eats at 9:30 in the morning, so therefore the boys also get prasadam at that time. Everybody eats the same
prasadam. But early in the morning they should have some, at least once sweet meat, something like that.
Yes.
lecture. Lecture and curse. They can take. After taking bath at 1 o'clock, we can
take prasad. And in the morning, just after Mangal Arati, they can take something. They must take something. They are taking bathing at what time?
In the morning? 10 to 4.
4 o'clock. So after Mangal Arati, the Mangal Arati prasadam should be given there. A little sweet.
Yes, Mangal
Arati sweets, they should be distributed among the children, little sweets. Then they can take 9:30 prasadam.
Full prasadam.
Yeah. Then, again, they are taking bathing at what time?
The scheduled next bathing is 12:30.
Then what is it? 12:30 then?
After bathing, they take a little prasadam.
Yeah, that's nice. Then it'll be alright.
Then at 1:30, they take some rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice. How long?
1 hour.
That's nice.
Then they have Sanskrit class from 2:30 until 4.
Mm. 2:30, 4, that's all.
1.5 hours. So there should be a recess in between.
Hmm?
That's 1.5 hours, so there should be recess.
10 minutes at least.
Then, at 4 o'clock, the chanting party leaves for the Jumun session.
In process, that's right.
And they return by 6 for darshan in the temple.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Let them return by 5:30.
Because darshan begins at 5:30, they should be there by 5:30.
No, darshan begins at 5. 5:30? Yes. Why?
It was at 6 o'clock.
In the evening.
Originally it was at 6 o'clock.
No, no. Darshan opens at 5.
No. When you come into the temple, your darshan.
No, my darshan is different, public darshan. Why the deity room is open?
At 5 o'clock. Indeed.
That's it. So why do you say 6?
I meant that when the darshan period for yourself was at 6.
Now it should be 5:30.
5:30.
General darshan is open at 5.
Oh,
yes. That's nice.
So then the boys will return at 5:30.
I think it may be a little earlier, now half an hour.
Half an hour it will be, because the darshan is going at 6:30, so
yes.
And darshan will be at 4:30.
Yes.
And we had managed last year.
Yes.
So then the boys would come and for the chanting and recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam.
What time?
5:30 to 6:30.
So 5:30 we begin class. In that class they can chant.
Kirtan.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
And then at 6:30 there'll be arti. They stay for arti. Then after arti they take a little prasadam and then take rest.
That's right. That's all right.
And as far as everyone's duties are concerned, Rupa Vilas is the English teacher. He teaches English and math. Dhanadhar Prabhu has been, he works in the ashram, overseeing the boys.
Taking care.
Yeah. And Shodhananda Maharaj as well.
Recitation.
And I also help
getting the boys for Java and Kirtan, getting them more into the ashram.
That's right.
It's nice to have a sannyasi involved.
Oh, yes.
For example.
Very.
And
Bhagavad Gita. Feeding. Give them sumptuous food so that they become healthy. Nice food. Yes. That is also wanted. Children, they must eat sufficiently. Not overeat. Even overeat, that is not wrong for children. And that will be exercise by going to Jamuna and coming.
Yeah.
That will be bodily exercise. This is nice. Do that. Strictly follow. There is no scarcity of space. Yeah, yes. Vrindavan is holy place. And there is no government interference. So increase it. Bring more students from all over the world. Then it will be unique. And you also make scheme to get Indian children from aristocratic family. Suchinang Simatange Yoga Bhrasta Sanjay. Those are born in high class, rich family, Brahmin family. They are not ordinary. But there is no Brahmin family now. At least the richer section, they can be induced to send their boy to learn Sanskrit and English and Bhagavad Bhakti. They can do business and whatever like they can do later on. But these things, they should be, father and mother should be careful. Just attract all good family children. Working, they will have to leave. They cannot. They cannot become pandit or spiritually advanced children. They have to work. But in the richer section, they get their sons good character, good devotee. Chanakya Pandit says, Kurthaputri na jati na juna vidyan na bhaktivan. What is the use of such son who is neither devotee nor learned? Kani na chakkusa akin chakshu piraiva kevan. What is the use of blind eyes? It is simply troublesome. So if these aristocratic families, they do not give education in spiritual line, they will become all hippies, loafers, and drinking and wasting father's money. This should be informed. Classes to be arranged according to the number of student increases. That's all right.
No, there are two classes.
No.
There are two classes according to age.
Although according to time and circumstance.
In my opinion, Prabhupada, there should be one period for Hindi classes.
That's very nice.
40 minutes, 45 minutes. One period
yes.
For the children.
Very good. That is essential. If the Indian students come, they will require some Bhandi Kundal language.
Hindi class, they
will. Oh, yes. Do that. Hindi.
In Mayapradesh, Bengala class, and Hindi and Bengala, two languages are very close.
Yes. Not any other language. Hindi is essential. Must be compulsory. Hindi. That is state language.
For the Western children also?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Everyone.
You should find some time, adjust some time for Hindi.
Hindi, Sanskrit, English, compulsory.
That's all.
And the government also like that. That foreign students.
They can understand language.
Oh yes, Hindi is essential. It is not difficult. The same principle as Sanskrit. Reading and writing, that's all.
We have one question about, there's one of the boys, and he's a more or less a bad boy.
Huh.
He's had a bad background. His mother's a devotee, but she's a nice devotee. But he terrorizes the other boys.
What's that?
He misleads them, he lies,
How old is he?
He's 13.
So, he cannot be. He must go back. We cannot spoil other children.
They are being spoiled.
I was thinking to make an example of him, either we should beat him or send him back.
Best thing is best send him back. He's incorrigible.
Personally, I had that boy with me for 2 months when I went to South India preaching. Mm. And I thought it would be an asset to have a young boy, but he was so misbehaved that it was too much problem. And the same things that he was doing in the beginning with me, telling lies and misbehaving, he's still doing now, and he does not correct himself, never. He has no effort to better his behavior or his
conduct.
He does not check his rounds. He rarely comes to the kirtan, or else when he comes to the kirtan, he does not chant. He simply plays and makes fun. And he has very bad influence on the other boys.
Well, then he should be sent back. Or he can be sent to Bombay to work ordinarily, or Hyderabad farm, like that. So as you think you can do. Okay, I wanted to engage in farm work, digging.
Okay, that is appropriate.
Actually, it's a fact, when he was with me, I would try to teach him Isha Upanishad and your purports, which are so clear and simple. But after 3 or 4 times explaining the same thing, he would become angry to receive the instruction.
No, he's meant for Shudra's work.
And when that boy would be told to
you
watch,
you cannot expect that everyone is Brahmin. No. He has the Shudra mentality, so let him till the ground for Krishna. Sakarmana tamabhaj. He is fit for tilling, so let him till and produce grain for Krishna. Yes. Hard work. He should be given hard work. This Gurukul is for high class, Brahmin Kshatriyas, not for the Vaishyas and Shudras. Now everyone is required for Krishna's service. But that I was describing today, there must be division. Don't put horse before a cart.
Race horse before the cart.
Yeah, that will not be nice.
Accounts is just skill. Anyone can learn to account.
No, Vaishya is a special one.
Yeah.
No, accounts are meant for kayasthas.
Kayasthas.
Shudras.
Yes.
Vaishyas are meant for producing grain and protecting cows.
Yeah.
One Englishman used to say, this clerical job means educated laborer, educated Shudra. Shudra, actually, the kayasthas are counted among the Shudras. You know that?
In Bengal, kayasth is a.
No, Bengal is. In UP.
In UP, kayasthas are Shudras.
And originally they are Shudras. Oh. The history of Bengali kayasthas. They went with the Brahmins as servant. That is the history. And in Bengal, the system is jat harale kayat. Jiska koi jat ka thikana nahi chalta, wo kayat ho jata. Ye Bengal mein aisa bola jata. Jat harale kayat. Actually, it is, if some low-class man he becomes rich, then he is taken into the caste community. Anyone who cannot stick to the principle of caste system, he becomes a caste.
वर्णसंकर
आई गेस जात हराले कायत ये बंगाल में है समान दवाएं क्षत्रिय समान दम नहीं दे बट दैट इज नॉट एसेंशियल दैट इज ऑल गॉन नाउ इफ वन कैनॉट टेक एजुकेशन ही कैन यूज इन हार्ड वर्क लिटिल हार्ड वर्क हैदराबाद शुड बी for grihasthas, for ploughing, for growing and flowers, like that. No education required.
He is not interested in that.
No, education. No. That is waste of. For such boys who are not interested, why they should be enforced? Education. They are not meant for that. Education is for higher brain, sober brain. And not that everyone has to become little. It is not required. He can do other work. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Prabhupada means that according to the nature you engage them.
Yes. Guna karma vibhagasa. Guna karma vibhagasa. You can do this all, I do it. Why he should be forced to learn Sanskrit? No necessary. Not necessary.
What of a boy who does the chanting nicely and the kirtan nicely but doesn't do schoolwork nicely? What of a boy who does the japa very nicely and likes?
Well, japas, whether his father is doing japas nicely, that is also doubtful. What to speak of children? Japa. Children, that should not be taken very seriously. Whatever he can do, that's all. We should enforce, we should, but not that if he does not, immediately he should be rejected. No.
You've often said the first class intelligent man is the Brahmins, second class intelligent man is the Kshatriyas.
We have to train like that. Guru Karma Vivaha. Not that everyone should be Sanskrit scholar. Why? It is not necessary. There are so many other things.
The inclination depends on Guna Karma.
Although by nature, we should not enforce something. We should see for which work is suitable. You should engage. And we must have all departments of work. The weaving department, the plying department, the cow keeping department, the Sanskrit department, the English department, the trading department. We should have all the departments. Guna karma vibhagas.
Head, arms, belly and legs. Head, arms, belly.
Yes. Whichever is suitable. One must be suitable for any of these. It is the guides intelligent, for which purpose is to engage. Like that is important. Not that everyone has to become a big scholar in Sanskrit. That is not required. Let him come to Gurukul, but if he is not suitable, Gurukul, this so far character is gone, that is for everyone. Just like early rising in the morning, chanting and going to the... What is the objection? Anyone can do it. That is practice. And for working, if he is not suitable for higher education, let him go to the farm, take care of the cows, grow food, flowers, fruits, eat and dance and chant. Chanting, dancing, everyone will take part.
How to mend him from lies? His lies. How to mend him from lies?
That is by your good association. What lies he tell? Don't believe him at all. That's all. Take him that he speaks only lies. Don't believe whatever he says. You force him to do. take him that he speaks only light. Why should you consult him? He's a liar, but see that he's working, that's all. Now we are getting so much land, we can develop. We can utilize everyone's service. That requires brain. Not that he cannot do this, therefore reject him. No, engage him in some other.
One other point, only, and that is that until the construction is completed, I think we should wait.
There is ample place now, they can dig.
But I mean, to bring more boys, we should wait until the construction.
Why? Let them then come. They are already there. It's not that the rest are, the guest house is all filled up. Let them come.
As many as possible?
Why not?
Okay.
Let them come. And arrangements should be made when it is, even now it's too hot at that time. We can send them to Mahabaleshwar. Or if we get that Madras place, that is very cooling, Nilgiri Hills, that will be good recreation for them. They should be kept quite comfortably and built up their character, education, that is all. There is need of some good first-class man, ideal man. The world is full of rogues and thieves and bad character.
That's our report, Srila Prabhupada. That's our report.
That's all. Do that.
Okay.